Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
It's great to hear from you guys.
So, first of all, how does crab racing work?
Well, we've been doing it, as you said, for 22 years. I must correct you one way. We do it once a month now. I myself have been doing it for 20 years. I'm in my middle 50s, and it's something chartered on every week. So we do it once a month now, the last Wednesday of every month. And we've got a special one coming up on the 19th of December. We've got a Christmas one, so that won't be the end of the month, but that'll be on the 19th. But the crab racing starts off. We have lots of people from overseas. And basically, we sell crabs for... We donate a bit of money to the local charities around the place. And we sell crabs for $4 each, and that gets you into the competitions. And basically, you win T-shirts, and maybe you win a few soft drinks, or maybe a bit of beer and that sort of stuff. We have balloon-blowing competitions. We have eating competitions. We also have a very, very amateur stripping competition where you've got to leave your underpants on and basically have a lot of fun. We use water pistols, and all the staff have water pistols, and we just hose everybody. It's good fun. It's more like just a day at the beach sort of thing, you know.
Rightio. So are there certain crabs that are better than other ones, and how do people pick
out? For a bit of a heads up, we have a big display tank here at the pub that's got a great waterfall, and the crabs live pretty bloody happy here at the pub. And the ones that run around usually get picked first. So the first, we're number 1 to 30, so usually 1 to 20 are alive, and the other ones are passed away last week, I think. But no, they're not that bad. No, they're good little crabs.
So what do the crabs do when they're not racing?
Okay, we have a display tank which is set up here that I set up. It's got a waterfall, and it's got salt water and fresh water, and it's like a big aquarium sort of thing, like a terrarium sort of thing. So they pot around, and they're being nocturnal. They're pretty crazy at night, but during the day they dig in and go to sleep. But you can always have a look at them in the restaurant. You can stick your head in the tank, and you'll see them walking around or crawling around the waterfall, and they're pretty cool.
Wow. So have you had any ethical concerns about racing crabs? Have you had any
I've had a few people complain and whinge and bitch and carry on, and I said, well, yeah, let's go down to the local Chinese restaurant and look at them in the have a look at the bloody lobsters in the tanks you're about to eat. You know, it's always rather be a lobster in a tank ready to be eaten, or a crab running around in a crab tank. So, you know, I reckon it's a no-win situation there, you know.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning, Michael.
You're more than welcome. Good to hear from you guys.
That was Michael, the crab racing coordinator from the Friend in Hand pub, telling us about their legendary crab racing Wednesdays at the end of every month.